I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about how to say sorry. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Well, that's what Elton John once sang. And the truth is, there's many ways to say sorry and there's many different ways we use the word sorry. So on this podcast, I'm going to be taking you through a few ways that we can apologize for something, or we can use the word sorry. So the first way that we apologize is when we have done something really bad. That's the most common way we use this word. And there's a few ways to apologize. You can use the verb to apologize. I apologize. We can say I'm sorry for, or I'm sorry about. But notice the structure of the sentence when we use these words. We need to use, if we use a verb, we need to use it in the gerund form. So if we say, I apologize for, and then a verb, that verb needs to be in the gerund. And the same with I'm sorry. I'm sorry for, and then a verb with the gerund. For example, I apologize for being rude. And the same with I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being rude. I apologize for taking a long time. I'm sorry for taking so long. Or we can use it with a noun. I apologize for my behavior. I'm sorry for my behavior. And we can also say I'm sorry about with a noun. I'm sorry about the way I acted, for example. So when you've done something very bad, yes, we usually use sorry or I apologize. We can make it even more sorry by adding an adverb like really sorry, I'm really sorry, I'm truly sorry, I'm terribly sorry. This really adds emphasis to the apology. So that's how you say sorry if you've done something bad. But you can also say sorry to express sympathy for someone. When you feel bad about something that has happened to someone, for example, if somebody loses their job, we can say, I'm sorry to hear about your job. With this, the structure is I'm sorry, and then the word to, and then the verb, I'm sorry to hear about. This is very, very common to express sympathy. What about the expression, excuse me? This expression is used in a couple of ways. It's possible to use this when you want to ask someone something, and also if you want someone to move out of the way or somebody is blocking you or something like that, you would say excuse me. So for example, if I was trying to find the nearest supermarket but I didn't know, maybe I would go up to somebody and I would say, excuse me, can you tell me where the nearest supermarket is? At the same time, if I wanted to get through and it was very, very busy and I wanted to get past someone, I might say, sorry, excuse me. So with this, I might use sorry or excuse me. How about the expression, I beg your pardon? Do you know this one? I beg your pardon. We say this when we're shocked or offended by what someone says. I beg your pardon. The truth is, I probably don't use it very often. Maybe it's a little bit old-fashioned, but you can use it. It's quite a nice English expression. I beg your pardon. What should you say if you don't hear someone? It always happens, doesn't it? Somebody says something, you don't hear what they say. There's a few ways to reply. You could say, sorry. This is normally what I say. Sorry? Or pardon? Pardon is probably the most polite way to respond if you don't hear what someone has said. Or you can say, what? However, this is quite rude. Maybe you should only use this with people that you're comfortable with friends and family. What? I normally say sorry. Sorry? And then there are other examples of when you might say sorry and ways that you can say sorry. For example, when somebody loses a competition, you would say commiserations. And if somebody dies, you would say to a member of their family or a friend, my condolences. So quite a few ways of saying sorry, and it's important to choose the right word or the right expression for the right situation. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, then please send me an email. You can find all my information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.